Doesn't matter where you go, you can't get away from his presence. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So I am here in the Mount Pleasant Cemetery, and if you've watched Tailgate Talks for a while, you know that this is where I've got a lot of family that are laid to rest here. But right here, this is where my mom and papaw are laid to rest. My great-grandparents are right there next to them. My other great side are just right over there. There's another cemetery that's not too far of a drive from here where my dad's side of the family is, the Kilgore Cemetery. But this is where all of my mom's side of the family, the Traffords, and a lot of the Garretts are. So spent a lot of time here, and really and truly, you know, some sad days here. I mean, we celebrate for them, but we grieve for us. And in the last, really the last few months, we've walked through this kind of a season with several of our folks in our church family, and it's not an easy season. We've had a few of our guys in the church that have had to walk through this season with their wives and lay them to rest. Some of them have been married for decades. One of them, 57 years, and I had to go to the cemetery with her. It's not easy, but can I just tell you that in seasons like this, in times like this, the promises of Scripture are even more precious than they are on the mountaintop, it seems like. In Psalm 139, the psalmist is writing about that, and he talks about, you know, if I ascend to the mountain, you're there. If I go to the depths of the deepest, darkest valley, you're there. And then he says in verse 10 that your hand's going to lead me and your other hand's going to hold me. Can I just remind you that in those difficult seasons, you're held? If you're a follower of Jesus, you're held. I know that sounds really simple, and I know that sounds, but it's so important for us to remember that we're not alone, but that we're held. Kind of makes me think about my daughter. One of her favorite things to do, you've heard me, if you watch Tailgate Talks much, you've heard me talk about our Pride and Joy snowball that was dropped at in the ditch by our church, and we picked her up, brought her home, and boy, she's grown and she's taken off and she's getting big. But Lindley loves to hold Snowball. Sometimes Snowball doesn't really want to be held, but Lindley holds her anyway. Lindley loves to hold Snowball, and I love to hold Lindley, so I guess that's kind of our trade-off. In those moments, God just holds us. Can I just remind you of that today? And maybe what you need more than anything is just to find a quiet moment, just to sit and tell the Lord, I just need to be held for a little while. He's good like that. He's faithful like that. Listen, if you need someone to pray for you, if you need any kind of spiritual support, would you reach out to us through this LifeWord page and let us help you in any way that we can, or let us help you connect with a local church in your area to offer that kind of support? We love you, and I appreciate you joining us today on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate, and we'll see you next week on a Tailgate Talk.